Welcome to Season 2 of Gestalt Therapy Living Here and Now. In this season, Elizabeth will continue to take you through issues which she has come across in her Gestalt praxis, read about, or simply bumped into just living life. In addition, and new to this season, she hopes to occasionally have a guest on the show. The topics will still relate to mental well-being, existential questions, what makes your life meaningful, and also what makes it heavy. The setup of the episodes will be the same, with a set of headlines which hopefully will make it easier for you to make sense of what you hear. You can read much more about Elizabeth and how she works on her website willegestalt.eu.
Hi, and a very warm welcome to the last episode of Gestalt Therapy Living Here and Now. So I'm getting to the end of 2 years of work in the podcast world. It's been a great experience. More than 20,000 downloads. That's in a way much, much more than I ever imagined. You dear listeners made it all worthwhile. I started this project during the pandemic, it must have been. Things are different today. We can meet again face to face, and I will have to allocate my time differently onwards on. So this will be the last episode. I had a really hard time deciding what this last episode should be about. And then finally, thought it will make sense to talk about closing the gestalt and unfinished business. This is one of my returning headlines in each episode, which you might have noticed, and then of course also a concept in gestalt therapy. I personally am actually so fond of closing activities that often I get it done a bit too fast. For example, leaving a group activity just with a quick hi hi, and then I'm out the door. Or sending an email before reading it again, so it's full of mistakes and so on and so on. But it's sent, it's done, it's over. Well, that's me. Over the years, I've experienced that this behavior can be upsetting to other people and create an open gestalt for people when I leave too fast without a proper closing. One person in one group told me that he afterwards had worried what he might have said, which upset me in such a way that I was leaving in a hurry. But I was not upset. I was just quick in leaving. Over the years, I've learned to say a proper goodbye and make a proper closing. Actually, this also gives me a better feeling of realizing that I move from one activity to the other. It helps me if I can take the time to round up and take in that now this meeting is over and done. Well, this became a lot of talk about me, but actually it was also in and out of my mind just to record a quick thank you for listening. And this was all from me kind of episode. So patterns we have can be really hard to get rid of, but you will get a proper episode today as well, dealing with closing gestalts. So let's get on with it. Figure of today. Today I'll talk about closing the gestalt, having unfinished business, what it does to us, what we can do about it, and all which this brings us. Gestalts I have talked about before. Let me just give a small refresher. The word gestalt comes from German and means figure or wholeness or completeness. We humans tend to like completeness. We like to make sense of what's happening around us. In a normal day, we are being bombarded with impressions, and most of the sorting, the making sense, completing patterns and ordering of all this just happens automatically and without any problems. However, from time to time, we encounter unfinished business. This means that we don't really get the closure. We need to be at peace. We can't make sense of what happens. Sometimes it's unforeseen events which leads to a lack of closure or open gestalt. Sometimes it's ourself, which is the reason for the open gestalt. This happens, for example, in conflicting situations, if we just leave in the middle of a heated discussion or conflictual situation. The other part will not get a chance to explain viewpoints or sort out misunderstandings. And we will probably also be boiling with arguments and unsaid clarifications and will feel a lot of tension building up in our body. It can also be a relative's or friend's death, which leaves us with an open gestalt. We never got to say what we wanted to say to somebody. And now we have nowhere or nobody to say it to ask, to help us make sense of what happened. From time to time, open gestalts are put upon us, like, for example, with ghosting. The practice where a contact, a friend or connection suddenly ends our relationship and without explanations withdraw from all the communication that has happened. Almost like we never had a relationship. This leaves us with loads of unanswered questions. What happened? Did I do anything wrong? Or maybe did something happen to the person? And so on and so on. Hard to make sense, lots of unfinished business and an open gestalt, which brings unrest in our nervous system, mind, life. This was a few examples of open gestalts and how they might happen. And as I mentioned, we humans really like to make sense of what happens to us. And often troublesome unfinished business nags us, brings about a restless body and mind. So we work hard, sometimes really hard and lifelong, on closing open gestalts. How is this important? Yes, how is all this important? How is closing a gestalt or dealing with unfinished business important? As I mentioned earlier, we as humans have a universal need for making sense of what happens to us. We have a universal need to fill the gaps, so to say, to make sense of what happens, make the pattern complete and to close the gestalt. However, the way we are doing it, filling in the gaps, is very individual. This will depend on many different aspects, like the culture we grow up in, our family, our life experience, our personality, and the situation we are in here and now. So while I'm quite sure that, for example, ghosting will create a need for making sense of what on earth happened for any human being, the way we mentally go about actually making sense of it is very individual. For some, it feels devastating, almost like a physical pain, and lots of worries develop. Insecurities, which might be hard to get solved. For others, it might be reaction like, well, he or she is probably very busy. For others, again, it might be something like, well, if he or she can't bother to answer, I really don't care. This person is unimportant to me anyway. So, really doesn't matter. Well, you can probably imagine thousands of ways of reacting to ghosting and very individual ways of dealing with it. And in each of the reactions, there's a lot of personal awareness to gain and different ways of calming down, yeah, what just happened to you, of different ways of closing the gestalt. Sometimes you can actually get a hold of the person and tell what this sudden silence does to you, and maybe even get an explanation. However, this is not at all always the case, that you can reach the person in question, and then you will have to find ways to calm down the worrying thoughts or sadness, maybe the sense of abandoning. Sometimes simply laying down some of the scenarios, finding out that there is more than one possibility why someone stopped all communication will be helpful. Sometimes letting all your anger and worries or even hate out, maybe to the empty chair, with the person in question. will release the energy and will give a sense of that all the anger, worries, the frustrations are put on the right place. Many different ways to deal with this tension in your body and help calm down the head, and first and foremost, allow you to be with all the frustrations which ghosting often leads to. Well, I could give you lots of examples of how getting a closure or closing the gestalt is important from the praxis. But today, I think I will make you, dear listener, work a bit. Let's do a small experiment borrowed from the book Gestalt by Rasmussen and Busk. In a moment, I will come with a scenario and I will ask you to take a bit of time, maybe press pause and reflect a bit in peace and quiet about how you would finish the following sentence. So here it comes. You are entering a room, and just when you enter, you notice that the talking stops. The room goes very quiet. What happens to you in this case? Take a moment to check in with you. What happens to you? Which sensations do you get? Which thoughts do you get? Maybe put the podcast on pause and take a moment and see what comes to you. Well, maybe you had a small break now, and I can imagine there are many different reactions to a situation like this. We do not always need to find the closure in this case to know what actually happened. We can also use our need to complete, or in this situation, to know what is happening in the room when you enter, simply to be more curious about yourself. Maybe you noticed that what happened to you, or what you got to think about, is based on knowledge you have from stuff you experienced. Or yes, our experience, which we pick up through life, often influences the way we make sense of what happens and how we manage to complete and find the missing pieces. Being curious about yourself and what happens in you will help you develop your awareness about yourself, slowly becoming more yourself in the here and now you are in, and form new experiences, which will help you make sense of the present situation. Maybe you remember a situation from your early schooling where the friends all got quiet when you entered the classroom. And well, a few things might be different today, but your system reacts in the same way. So maybe we need to work on this for you, to live with this actual situation you have now, here and now. Don't know if this makes sense. If not, let me know. Well, guess this made it clear that in so many ways, unclosed gestalts or unfinished patterns can bring about resonance in us, tie up energy, makes us curious, lots to gain from these open gestalts. A bit about what's gestalt in all of this. I believe I have said a lot about gestalt in all of this already, but always more to say. So far, I have been talking a lot about open gestalts. Let me just say a few words about what we call fixed gestalt, or as I sometimes call them, frozen. As I mentioned, we often use our previous experience to make sense of open gestalts or unfinished patterns. This is what makes our way of finishing unfinished business so individual. We all have a distinct individual experience, even if we grow up in the same family. When we grow up, our experience is highly dependent on the adults around us, our parents or other important adults in our childhood. All through our upbringing, we will try and make sense of what happens around us. We will ascribe a meaning to what happens around us and to us, simply because making sense calms us down. This kind of self-regulation will help us keep balance, simply because making sense of our situation will relax our parasympathetic nervous system and help to calm down our level of arousal. This is, as you can hear, something which is not really a cognitive process, but something which happens in our body. However, if we unaware simply copy a specific and old way of making sense or reacting to our present reality, maybe coping in a way or of reacting from our childhood, if we copy this directly into our adult life, where lots will be different around us and where we are different, this is problematic and will probably be counterproductive for us. Reaction patterns like this, which are stuck with us and stuck without us knowing about it, being unaware of it, is called fixed gestalts. So closing open gestalts are what we seek to do all the time. And if we use fixed gestalts to do this, we just get new problems. What can help us is the remedy which we so often go to in gestalt. It's our awareness. As adults, we can create new gestalts. We can act and communicate from where we are now in our lives. If we have awareness on what goes on in ourselves and if we manage to communicate this to our surroundings. An example of this could be that a child might have gotten through a highly conflictual environment simply by being very quiet, maybe even hiding. This made so much sense and was actually very clever of the child. And after many years, as an adult, this might still be the way, you can say, to deal with conflictual situations for this person. Simply to go completely quiet. However, sadness, anger, abandonment, etc. might be what is below this quietness. And if the adult person gets an awareness on this, gets an awareness on all the possible resources available now and here as adults, yes, well, this opens up for many, many different ways to deal with conflictual situations. Finally, before we move to the last part of this episode, let me just add that open gestalts for sure can also be full of positive energy and resources as well. We are in December now, and take, for example, a child's excitement about the upcoming Christmas celebrations. That's an open gestalt full of energy. Or in a complete different way, think about all the young people who are having exams this time of year. The open gestalt of the exam keeps them awake and alert, on their edge. Well, I have something to close now, so let's move on to closing of this episode or this podcast. Closing the gestalt. I do hope this episode gave you some input to what to do about unfinished business and what's to gain about it. Was the last episode of Gestalt Therapy Living Here and Now. Let me take this opportunity to say a big thank you to my podcast editor, Lila Nord. Without her, this really would never have happened. Should you be interested in starting a podcast, Lila is the person to go to. You can find her details in the episode notes and, of course, on my webpage as well. Thank you so much, Lila. And also a big thank you to my web editor, Patrick Österblad. Without you, I would spend my entire life dealing with web problems. So thank you so much, Patrick. And then finally, a huge thank you to all for being part of this wild experience. You made it all so worthwhile. Take really good care of yourself, and thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show via your podcast app of choice. Should you have any questions or comments, feel free to get in touch with Elizabeth Wille. You will find all the needed details on the website willegestalt.eu. Just a quick disclaimer, all case stories are anonymized and no clients directly quoted without prior written consent. And remember, any information you hear on this podcast see on the Wille Gestalt website, Facebook page or Instagram is for information purposes only and should never be a substitute for actual mental and or medical advice from a doctor, psychiatrist or any other health professional.